Good evening and welcome to the Holy Love Ministries Hour. My name is Don Kyle and I'm with my wife Maureen Sweeney Kyle. With Holy Love Ministries, we have, we are an ecumenical group, the Missionary Servants of Holy Love. It's a lay apostolate committed to living and propagating the Holy Love messages throughout the world. These messages which support the two great commandments, love God above all else and your neighbor as yourself, are given by means of private revelations to Maureen. For those of you who haven't listened to our last two broadcasts, we're trying to dispel some misinformation that's been out. Presently, there are over, reportedly, 300 apparitions of the Blessed Mother and Jesus throughout the world. Our Lady's been appearing to Maureen since 1985, almost 15 years now. Initially, she came as Mary Protectress of the Faith. That was approved in Ecuador by the local bishop. For 3 or 4 years, we prayed against abortion with Project Mercy. And since 1993, Blessed Mother had asked us to change the name of the ministry from Project Mercy to Holy Love Ministries. And from that point, Our Lady has been teaching us about holy love. Love God above all else and your neighbor as yourself. She also states that holy love is her Immaculate Heart, and through the flame of her heart, she leads us deeper to her divine Son. I'd like to explain a little bit more about what the program is going to be this evening. We're going to describe the Chaplet of the United Hearts, and later on in the program, we will pray the United Hearts Chaplet along with the Sorrowful Mysteries. Maureen, welcome back.
Yes, we just got back from Boston.
And how was the conference there in Boston?
It was very good. It went well. We had about 400 people. And hopefully a lot of hearts were touched with the Holy Love message.
Presently, Maureen's been on numerous speaking engagements throughout the United States and internationally now to spread the Holy Love message, the message that Blessed Mother has given to her. What's taken place at this point, as of December 12th of last year, Our Lady's public messages to the world have ceased, and Jesus is coming during the prayer services and also privately to Maureen, leading souls into leading souls into divine love, which is His Sacred Heart. In other words, if we could picture two hearts, the large heart being the Sacred Heart of Jesus, and then within that heart is a smaller heart with a flame coming from the top, and that heart is holy love, that heart is the Immaculate Heart of Mary. And the closer she brings us in through her heart, the deeper she takes us into divine love or the heart of her Son. Maureen, do you have any information or any some of the messages that you might like to read for our audience this evening?
Yes, I'll read the message from January 28th of this year. Jesus says, "My heart is a burning ember of divine love. It is unchanging and eternal. It bears an unquenchable thirst for souls, which can only be satisfied by the conversion of the world. The way into my divine love is holy love. Holy love sanctifies even the most mundane moment. Holy love opens the way and the door to my heart. It is the imitation of every virtue. Therefore, understand holy love is the imitation of divine love. How sacred a mystery and revelation this is. Oh, that souls would understand and surrender to this way. The age to come is one of hope, not despair, an age of challenge and victory. It will bring the forces of nature in line with the divine plan of peace and harmony. You will see the United Hearts reign in victory. Like a great magnetic force, my flock will unite and be drawn into the mystery of the united hearts. Faith will be renewed and restored. Until this age to come, persevere in faith, for I believe in you. I'm calling upon you to be strong and energetic apostles of the way of divine and holy love. These two are so closely united they cannot be parted. No one can believe only a little or sometimes, but always and with your whole heart. I am showing you the way into the kingdom as it is to come.
What a beautiful message, Maureen. Might you have any more that you'd like to read?
I'll read the one from January 27th of this year. My mother's heart makes all souls worthy. She purifies the unjust and cleanses all iniquity through the flame of holy love. Thus prepared, the soul can take its repose in my sacred heart. The flame of my heart, which is divine love itself, takes the soul deeper, ever deeper into holiness. Through the flame of holy love, you are justified and earn heaven. Through the flame of divine love, you are taken to the heights of sanctity and earn great merit, even a higher place in heaven. Surrender to this flame of my divine love. Your surrender will increase your depth of virtue. All superficiality will melt away. You will thirst for nothing but my divine love. I will raise you above earthly concern and make you my own, my apostle, my love.
That's beautiful once again, Maureen. That was from January?
Mm-hmm.
I've got a message here that I'd like to read from May 27th of this year. When Maureen had arrived in the chapel, Jesus was there with his heart exposed, as in the Sacred Heart, and he motioned for her to sit. He said, "Today I will speak to you. I am Jesus born incarnate. My sovereignty is over every heart. Now the world realizes how Satan has been working in hearts to gain his end. There is no more arms race. All are equal. For while people did not realize prayer was the answer and the rosary was the weapon of choice, Satan stealthily gained control of countries unwilling to accept Christian standards. Every place you go, and this is to Maureen, everywhere you speak, you must stress the power of prayer and encourage people to pray, even if only a little. The way to peace is through the heart of my mother. Her immaculate heart is holy love. People may think they are coming directly to me in prayer and think they have the advantage over less enlightened souls. I tell you the truth. Just as no one comes to the Father except through me, no one comes to me except through the heart of my mother. The grace of her heart invites people to prayer. Because my mother's heart is holy love, and holy love is the will of God, there is no passage to me around the Immaculate Heart. Everyone that prays to me does so by my mother's invitation. No one prays who does not love to some degree. For these reasons, my call to humanity is holy love, holy love, holy love. It is this call that will defeat Satan, who seeks to destroy the world and gain every soul for himself. Do not allow him to achieve this."
We know that at Fatima, the peace of the world was entrusted to the heart of Mary, the Immaculate Heart. And Our Lady is telling us in this revelation that her heart is indeed holy love. And when we embrace holy love, that is, love God above all else and our neighbors as ourselves, that we are in the refuge of her Immaculate Heart. And she says that we cannot find peace until we begin to live in holy love. What she needs is our surrender, our yes to live in holy love. And then she will do the rest with her grace.
Mm-hmm. Another message from October of 98, Our Lady had indicated that, she says here, that, "My dear children, with your rosaries you can change hearts. This is more important than any measure of grace that you can receive, and I will tell you why. Wars and natural disasters are in hearts first before they are in the world. But if hearts change, then only good abides in every heart and in the world itself. I am telling you this so that you understand, my little children, how important one heart is to the future of the world. Your heart is that one heart, each of you, and I depend upon you to be holy love in an unbelieving world. Last week was explained with holy love and that which is against holy love, basically self-love. And we won't cover that this evening, but we'll bring it back up again next week because so many of you called in and asked that we cover that once again. What do you have here, Maureen? And this is another message.
This is a message from January 99. Today I have come to help you along the journey into my sacred heart. Your journey begins and ends in the United Hearts. Understand the fullness of this revelation, for it is here you are drawn. The first step in entering the abode of my sacred heart is holy love. As well, the last step is holy love. So Jesus is telling us there that the way to his heart is through the heart of his mother. And he continues, my mother's heart is holy love. The Immaculate Heart is wholly and perfectly united to the Sacred Heart of your Jesus, both spiritually and emotionally. The two are inseparable. Thus you can see that the deeper you journey into holy love, my mother's heart, the deeper you come into my Sacred Heart as well. Today I invite you to imitate me. My heart is the apex of every virtue. Go deeper into the virtues through your will. This way you cooperate with the divine will of God. The will of God is embodied in my sacred heart. It is embodied and indeed enthroned in the United Hearts.
As we reflect back, a few times running by so quickly here, we're going to have to continue with this next week also. We've got about 2.5 minutes left before the Chaplet of the United Hearts, and I'd like to explain what the Chaplet of the United Hearts is and a little bit of history. It was in March of 1991 that Jesus appeared to Maureen and had a sign of these two beautiful hearts, as I explained earlier, one large heart and then a smaller heart that was encapsulated within the large heart. In other words, the Immaculate Heart within the Sacred Heart. And our Lord said, this is a sign of the united hearts of Jesus and Mary. Today, Our Lady said, soon you will be given a powerful prayer to the united hearts of Jesus and Mary. It will be a prayer of petition, and many favors will be granted through this intercession. The very next day, the prayer was given, and the prayer reads, O united hearts of Jesus and Mary, you are all grace, all mercy, all love. Let my heart be joined to yours so that my every need is present in your united hearts. Most especially, shed your grace upon this particular need. And at this point, mention the need that you you have in your heart. And continuing, help me to recognize and accept your loving will in my life. Amen. Very beautiful prayer. And the very next day, Our Lady appeared to Maureen. She was holding a very large torch. It was on a long pole, and in her other hand, she was holding a small chaplet of beads that Maureen had saw the previous day. And she said, I want you to enkindle in hearts around the world a devotion to our united hearts. It is purposely simple to say, but long on meaning. Many favors will be granted through this prayer. When you pray, pray for lasting peace around the world. This is my prayer, and in turn, I will pray for all your intentions. The United Hearts Chaplet consists of 5 meditations, with each one set of one Our Father and 3 Hail Marys. And the first meditation is in honor of the Sacred Heart, the second in honor of the Immaculate Heart. Then the third is to meditate on the Passion of Jesus, then the Sorrows of Mary, and in atonement to both hearts, and then that beautiful prayer. We're going to have to wind up the talk session of the program, and we'll pick this up on the next program. Thank you very much.
Thank you.